This is Jamie Dyer welcoming you to another edition of the Crowcast. This is the third reaction to yet another episode of Rossi Young in Conversation. If you're unaware, there is a series dropping weekly, releasing weekly, however term you want to use, which is an interview with Francis Rossi and Bob Young talking about songs that they've written over the years. The first episode focused on Shy Fly. The second one, they went for two songs, Paper Plane and Gurdandula. And we've learned a little bit about, a little bit more about how these songs came about. Some of them, such as Paper Plane and Gurdandula, have sort of been explained in the past, whereas Shy Fly, very much a new thing. Well, this one, they've gone for essentially two songs again, although it's only labelled as April, Spring, Summer and Wednesdays. So it's split into two parts, like the last one. The first part, they ask them what their favourite song is that they've written. Now, Francis says that he is not a fan of this. He doesn't like the idea of there being favourites, I guess. You know, it's a really hard thing. Like, they've written tons of songs. And certainly Francis, you know, with various different co-writers, he's written tons of songs. With Bob, tons of songs again. How can you pick just one when there are so many really good ones? And we've got, so they end up picking Claudie. Now they explain, Claudie is a track from the Hello album. It's the second one on there. It's got kind of a country vibe going on. It was covered during the acoustic sessions. Francis Rossi also sang it solo during one of his own gigs back in the early 2010s. So it has certainly, from the amount of times it has been revived, it's a very popular track in his catalogue, I think, for him. And he says so. And they talk about their writing process and, you know, both of them kind of got their own books and their own ideas or whatever, and sort of common writing practices. And it's interesting that originally it was going to be something like England Made a Fool out of Me instead of Claudie Made a Fool out of Me. And they like the song and the name Claudette, which of course they covered later on for the famous In the Last Century album. It's a Roy Orbison song / Everly Brothers song. And so it was obviously shortened to Claudie. Again, during this first part, there's a lot of joking around. You can see the friendship is there. It's great to see. I'm loving these week-on-week episodes. The second track, which is focused on in this episode, is April, Spring, Summer and Wednesdays, which is a track from Status Quo's 1970 studio album Mark Kelly's Greasy Spoon. It was an early favourite and still maintains its popularity among fans. It was even performed on the Beat Club as well. And during the Frantic Four reunion era, they performed this track live. It sounded really good. And it was also used in the 2000s as a sample for Groove Armada for their track Purple Haze, in which Francis Rossi appears very momentarily in the video. So we get a story in this episode about them, Francis and Bob. They were living basically in flats above each other and below each other, above the co-op. And there's much, you know, frivolity, much kind of joking around this. And essentially, Francis said he was watching an advert or something on the TV where there were army tanks, and he obviously heard something that was very much like the middle section of April, Spring. That's kind of what I took it to mean. It's that thing again of being inspiration, you know, being inspired by something like Hey Joe and, you know, that type of thing. And so he said that one of the reasons why they're quite prolific is that they didn't necessarily sit down to writing sessions. Rather, they would just pop downstairs and just play him a bit, and then they'd start writing it, or they start expanding on it. And that would explain how they were so like, there's so many Rossi Young songs in this period. I don't know how many episodes this thing is going to cover, but certainly if they were releasing them once a week and they were still only focusing on one song, then it would last for weeks, wouldn't it? Just months of various things. I am waiting to see if they talk about anything from later on, slightly, you know, more recent, if you will, perhaps Heavy Traffic era stuff. And maybe at some point we'll hear some demos, perhaps, that were kind of teased in the trailer. But this was another fun thing, you know, another thing where we find out a little bit more about where this stuff comes from, and lots of fun and joking in between. And you can still see that they are very much, you know, still friends, still friendly with each other, and just bounce off each other beautifully, just like old friends do. So what do you think of the two songs that I've mentioned here? Do let me know in the comments below. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye for now.